The king and the queen and all the ladies-in-waiting searched the castle. At last, the king, to his horror, found Briar Rose slumped on the floor beside the spinning wheel in the little room at the top of the windy stairs.
Oh no, the wicked fairy has carried out her curse. I cannot wake Briar Rose. I would have to carry her down to the rooms and have her ladies-in-waiting dress her in her finest gown. She will sleep for 100 years.
The youngest fairy knew that the wicked fairy had carried out her curse. She came to the castle at once.
All I can do is make sure that everything in the castle will be unchanged when the beautiful princess wakes up from her long sleep. Now I will put everyone in this castle to sleep. First the king and the queen, then the lords and ladies, now the servants all, and the cook world.
The youngest fairy put every living creature in the castle walls to sleep. The horses in their stables, the dogs in their kennels, and the mice in their holes.
Now that every living thing is asleep, I will leave the castle to slumber for 100 years.
The youngest fairy disappeared, and all was quiet and still. As the years went by, the trees and bushes grew higher and thicker around the castle walls until the castle was hidden from sight. But the beautiful Briar Rose in the castle gardens bloomed inside the castle walls. A 100 years later, a handsome prince heard about the legend of the sleeping princess.
Many other princesses before me have found the castle where the princess sleeps, but they have not been able to cut down the tangled growth that surrounds the walls. I determined to succeed where they have failed.
At last, the prince found the thicket that surrounded the castle, and he began to slash at the plants.
I cannot believe this. The bushes and the brambles and the wild roses are parting and making a passage for me to ride through.
The castle door swung open with a loud creak.
The legend is true. Everyone here in this castle is asleep. But the cook is asleep. And servants are asleep, and over there are lords and ladies that are asleep too.
The prince walked along the dusty passage until he came to the room where Briar Rose had been sleeping for 100 years.
The princess is so beautiful.
The prince went over to the bed and kneeled beside her. As he took her hand, she opened her eyes and looked at him.
I want to marry you, Briar Rose.
At once, everything in the castle began to stir. The king and the queen, the lords and the ladies, and the servants woke up and yawned and stretched. The cook stoked the fire and went on preparing food for the feast, as thought she had never been asleep. Outside in the castle grounds, the birds began to sing, dogs could be heard barking, and the horses moved
restlessly
in their stables.